Hello, it's on this day, it's the 11th of May. Happy Monday, everyone. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Neil Ackerton and Kev Walsh to talk about, well, a couple of things from Liverpool's past that happened in this day, but we're going to talk about the present, and we're going to start with the present because, well, I was going to say it's a big day. We shall see whether it's a big day, but what we do know is that all the Premier League chairman, heads of, CEOs, whoever it is who's representing them, are all doing a virtual meeting today to talk about what's next, Neil. And I'll start with you because you've been doing the What's Next shows and you've been talking about what you were doing, what you think might happen and what could happen. These boys and girls will be doing it for real today. Are you expecting announcements? Are you expecting developments? Because the last couple's just sort of felt a little bit like it's been, you know, more of the same, more of a holding position, really. Are you expecting more today?
A tiny little bit more. I'm not expecting that much more at all. And listen, you know, feel free to listen back to this. If when we're doing the free show, I'm saying something quite different later on. I'm expecting... The most I'm expecting is the lightest determination to a start date to start playing games. So what you might get is them say, we commence on June the 15th, we're aiming to play, but them still skirt around the neutral venue question and to skirt around any sort of schedule, any sort of hard schedule. Because I think that I think that what they don't want to do is feel as though they're going to want to try and stay together. And I don't think, I think what happens in all of these is that slowly but surely the people who are oppositional towards it are just losing. And then there's sort of now slightly more public tantrums / positional stuff. But what happens is that they then go on to just lose a bit again. And I think that the Premier League are sort of happy with that because I think it's much easier with the way the Premier League works, with the majorities to do stuff over a period of time. It's worth saying that I don't think that the what we can call the bigger clubs can be made to do anything that they don't want in the way in which this works because of the majority. So I don't think that they can be bounced into anything they don't want. Certainly, as they can probably expect Leicester to vote with them as a minimum. I'd also expect Everton to do so, to be quite honest with you. And then you've got the oppositional bottom six or so, who slowly but surely will, I think, just be sort of picked off. And all it takes is for one or two of them to begin to see the direction of travel is against them and then think, well, the best thing that we can just do is just play games. I think that, for instance, you've seen that happen with Tottenham over the course of this. I think initially a lot of briefing felt like it was coming from Tottenham, and then more and more people dropped hints around that, and then basically UEFA said, well, we're not going to accept last season's Champions League clubs. So if you're Tottenham, you get to the point where you think, well, it's just in our interest probably just to find a way to get the games played then. And I think that the same thing's going to happen with the clubs towards the bottom, that eventually they're going to, enough of them are just going to sort of flake off, but they just might need a little bit of time. I could be completely wrong about all of this, completely and utterly wrong in that it's behaviours and all of this sort of stuff. But I expect today that there will be a little bit more of a tiptoe towards, we intend to play the games and this is the date that we may well start playing the games, but we're still not 100% and we're still looking for more guidance.